winning if I can't look in the mirror. So even if it look like I'm losing, I'm still winning. Faith without works is dead. I got a vision. I'm steady on a mission trying to get it. I'ma get it. Learning from my loss.
Can Christians have threesomes in their marriage?
Well done when I'm finished. So when they try to blah blah, no, they can't stop. Cause I ain't rolling alone.
Alan and Eve here to help you believe. And I think that too. It's a lot of threesomes that go wrong. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know,
so many of them.
Say if we invited someone in and I tried to make this, oh, well, y'all can only have sex together if I'm involved.
Right.
That don't always
right.
go like
oh,
that.
Yeah,
now they
that.
Start going to have sex by themselves as if they, that is a mess.
They
I
always,
would not.
Right. They always say, oh, yeah, y'all going to have, and then somehow they sneaking off and doing their own thing. It's like, and now somebody jealous.
Right.
I think there's just the jealousy. The And if we wrong, hey, y'all think so, let us know in the comments. You think it's worked out fine for y'all or everything was peachy and cream, right, let us know in the comments below.
But I'm trying to understand why people think that, oh, you were supposed to be loyal to me, but you've invited someone else into the equation.
Right, right.
Where's the other person's loyalty?
Right.
Because they might say, well, I need loyalty too. How does that go with three people? Right. It just
the
right.
loyalty just out the door, really, because the other person, the girl could be like, they could talk to other guys if they wanted to, because you can't say loyal to this is the only clan, this is our group, we can only do this.
And a lot of women do it to just please the man, and
that
is
that
just
too, right.
the honest truth. Because I was in a brief situation
right.
where a guy was interested in doing that, and that's just not my thing at all.
Right.
But my mind began to be open to it mm-hmm. to try and please him. Now I didn't go through with it.
Right.
But still you can just tell that influence.
And definitely if you're a Christian, you should not even be thinking about it. And I know so many of them don't want to read the Bible. You don't want to read the Bible. You don't want you thinking like, oh, you're judging me. And you might see a little scripture where the kings and all, like you said, like they had multiple wives, but they was doing that against God's will. So you can't throw that in there.
Who was doing that against God's will?
You know, all the kings, like, you know, David and...
Do it say that?
They was doing it against God's will. I mean, I'm pretty sure God didn't intend it for it to happen like that. Like for them to have
but
multiple wives.
But did he say that?
That they couldn't have multiple wives?
Yes. Yeah, we need to stay away from that. Take this part off because God didn't say that. He didn't say that they couldn't have different wives.
Well, it wasn't intended. I said intended for like for marriage. Adam and Eve in the garden, they were supposed to be. And Abraham and Sarah, they was only them. So
yeah,
when
but
these...
you said he didn't intend it. But I think that for those purposes, that was okay. Like
multiple women?
The multiple wives that they had? So you saying... That's why I'm saying we don't know too much about that. I wouldn't bring.
I would say that was. I'm going off of God's intention from the beginning. The beginning was
oh, okay.
husband
well,
and
you
wife.
You got to add that in there.
Well,
okay.
That's what
all
I'm
right.
saying. My husband and wife.
Okay.
It started off with husband Adam and Eve, one wife.
Okay.
I know because, just going through and studying that it wasn't his intent to have multiple wives. They went out.
Oh,
like
so you're saying
did.
They came with the fall.
Right.
Okay.
They did
gotcha.
Other stuff that they wanted to do. And that's why,
I digress. Yeah, I'm wrong.
You know, that's why they had multiple things going wrong in their kingdom. And they started just taking on other gods and doing other things.
Yeah, they did.
Because that wasn't God's intent. And then God was like, okay, you want to do this? Then, right, I got something for y'all. Okay.
Right, no. Because King Solomon did... Okay, we're going to Bible study and stuff, Bible stories. But right. I mean, it does talk about being, you know, a husband of one wife.
Right.
And especially for, you know, the overseers and the structure.
Right.
And he just showed us from the beginning. And men has gotten greedy.
Right.
And they want different women. And that's just the excuse. Well, it was acceptable in the Bible. And I think that it's acceptable now. But God did not say that.
Right. And you could just see the things that's happening after you have multiple women and your attentions are for sexual purpose or for them to feed you and take care of you.
Gotcha.
In the marriage. That's what it seems.
So you
like.
Saying that they're only doing that for the benefit of themselves, right?
For
right.
themselves,
and whether it's financial,
right,
sexual,
right, gotcha. All that other stuff into that, because marriage was intended for a man and woman, one man, one woman together. That's it. And to go on my past, I had threesomes, and they wasn't all that. Like they not like the. Like you, because somebody built it up. They built it up to like, you have to have it as a man. And then you get it like all right. I was made to really
be. But yours was kind of weird though. Like, you know, somebody and they friend
right.
that they knew that you knew. And you had like that right. moral.
Right.
You didn't feel right. And you were kind of coerced into doing it. I don't want to, you a grown man. You made your decision. But what I'm saying is after you said no a few times, after a while, you just kind of...
Right, but it was twice. It was another time, but it was just...
I ain't know about that one.
Yeah, it was me and my roommate and another
Oh,
girl.
No, right. You did right, tell
right,
me that.
Right, right. And that would just seem like... It just wasn't
but that was
all...
more like a train, though. That's not...
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, because it's just one girl and you not really... I mean, y'all taking turns.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would feel like I was just being like, no, that's...
Right, but the lights was out, but it just like wasn't.
What? You throwing that up for what? The lights was out? What is that supposed to be telling
I'm just
us?
Saying, it wasn't all that. If any young guy can.
Yeah, don't hopefully... use that as an excuse, y'all. Just saying the lights was out. That is not.
Any other young guy can see this. I pray that they take advice from this, that it's not all that cracked up to be and really find a good woman that you can be married to. And if you got any sexual desires that. You know, that's a good indicator that you should be getting married. Should find you a wife. If you can't control yourself, go find your wife. Go find you somebody.
And that's biblical.
Right. That you can be with and that they can help you and that you can get that under control. So you're not here with this person, that person, that person, all over the place.
But I feel like it's more steps to that because we could tell the young guys, hey, if you had, or young guys or girls, hey, you should find you a husband or a wife, you should get married. And then sometimes you have to deal with that sexual urge that's within you because right. that might not be enough. Right. You get married and it's just like, man, they told me to get married and that don't just go away. That's something you have to die to yourself.
No, definitely.
You have to put that off and crucify those sexual immoral ways.
Right. No, it's definitely be a lot. Check out this channel. We're going to give you a whole bunch of tips, information, yeah, all that to help you through when you get married with sexual desires or trying to hold off before you get married. Because shout out to those men and women that didn't have sex with anybody. So I was thinking about another word.
They were celibate.
Celibate, yeah. But it was another word I was thinking about. But that was celibate.
They abstained?
Abstained and abstinence. Waited.
Is that?
Abstinence? I think
abstinence,
so.
Yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
Moving on.
Exactly.
That y'all waited until y'all got married because I'm pretty sure that probably helped y'all a little bit in y'all marriage or, you know. Y'all
or not testing the water. Yeah. So you got to go over here, go over there, see which one you want. And you becoming one with all of these people.
Right.
That's what it says in the Bible.
Right.
When we are sexually connected and we fellowship, we become one with one another in body.
Right.
You know.
All
right. Why are you smiling at that?
I'm smiling at you. You look good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
But, right. Yeah. So, and I don't know. It just something that's is seemed like it's the right thing to do and it seems fun and it seems like maybe I should do it. Everybody's talking about it.
First of all, I'm sorry. Look, my thing is if you had a sexually transmitted disease, why are you involving other people, whether they got it with y'all or not? Like, come on now.
Right.
That is, it's a lot of sexually transmitted diseases out here.
Right.
So for you to just welcome people in and, oh, she didn't work out, let's find somebody else. And
or sex parties.
Orgies, all of that, right.
That's, yeah.
It's trifling.
Y'all taking it way
it's trifling.
Right.
That's nasty.
Right.
It is.
Until you
and
get
it's,
old enough and you think about it, you be like,
it's nasty.
Of,
body fluids.
There's a lot of lick sucking and all that going on. You like.
And I just want you to know that you won't enter the kingdom of heaven like that. Those are not my words. Those are Christ's words. No. Only those who do the will of the Father will enter his kingdom. And the sexual immoral, along with murderers and liars, won't enter the kingdom. So if you have that desire so bad or that, you know, that sexual desire is overtaking you and you saying, oh, well, God know my heart. No, that's just an excuse and you're a liar. Right. I think that you should get into the presence of God instead of looking up on Google, is it bad, is it bad? But you're going to Google and not the word of God.
Amen.
The,
Thank you.
You're so silly.
Is there anything else you want to add before we close it off?
Yes, I just
want
to encourage you. All of my sisters, all of my future wifeys or wifeys, if you are involved with sexual immorality in any type of way, you need to die to yourself. You need to get on your knees and repent and really seek God for strength and whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. I know that that has not been my struggle, and I'm not condemning you, but I am encouraging you to I am encouraging you to just get into a repentant place and allow God to heal you. I know a lot of people have gone through sexual abuse as children, and that is a contributor. But you need to allow God to heal you in that area so that those doors can be closed.
Amen. Yeah, we out of here. Talk to y'all later. Please subscribe, like it, and comment. We appreciate it, baby. You know?
Yes, and as always, it's Alan and Eve, and we here to
help you believe. 'Cause I'm believe.